The number one project, the fire hall, is estimated to cost nearly $9 million. The city has $2 million so far and is planning to ask for another $6.7 from the legislature next year. The library is the second highest priority. Its estimated price tag is about $6.3 million. Interim city manager Bob Prunella said the city had secured about $612,000 for the project so far.
We're going to ask the state for $3,149,000. There'll be other funding requests from other places, $1,890,000, and additional funding required, and that's going to come before you at budget time. That's $176,000 that we would like to take from the general fund.
That general fund money would come out of the city's 2011 fiscal year budget. Project planners are asking the city council for another $730,000 to complete the library project funding picture in 2012. The local money would be needed to match state contribution. For number three on the list, Prunella recommended the Birch Street rebuild. Prunella said the boardwalk street on Hammer Slough was getting shaky. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman agreed the work needed to be done soon.
The stringers have been there for quite a while. They've been flipped probably a couple times to give us some meat to pound the spikes into to keep the decking down. And this project is to replace the stringers and the decking and the railings on that stretch before we lose a garbage truck in Hammer Slough.
The city will ask the state for $700,000 to rebuild Birch Street. Another pressing project is the roof over the old Mountain View Manor building, which Prunella recommended as number four in the funding priority list for state requests. Community Development Director Leo Luzak said the roof needed replacement, and he thought the city better start pursuing grant funding for the work.
Mountain View Manor roof's 30 years old, and we've been babysitting it as part of our maintenance duties. The metal itself is rusted where the screws come in. That's rusted out, and the screws are loose. Have you ever been up there in Christmas, those beautiful icicles? We don't like icicles. You know, a good roof doesn't have icicles hanging off it. We have ventilation problems. We want to have that cleared up and replace the roof.
The city's still working on a cost estimate for that project. A new commercial dock and drive-down ramp by South Harbor is number five on the proposed list. That facility would serve as a berthing area for cruise ships, as well as a loading and unloading area for commercial fishing boats and other vessels. The city received nearly $3.4 million in cruise ship head tax funding for the project from the legislature this past year. The entire project's estimated at $12 million. Some of the other requests for legislative funding include the Medical Center Clinic expansion, the airport bypass road to Scow Bay, water plant rehabilitation, electrical system improvements, street paving, school renovations, the replacement of North Harbor, and a marine vessel haul-out and washdown facility, which is part of the Petersburg Economic Development Council's conceptual plan for a marine services park at the Scow Bay turnaround. During their recent visits to Petersburg, Governor Sean Parnell and Senate Finance Committee co-chair Bert Stedman sounded positive notes about capital project funding in general this year. Both Prunella and Mayor Al Dwyer were hopeful Southeast Alaska would see some benefits from the new administration in Juneau.
Southeastern, I think, is going to get more with this governor than we did with the previous governor. I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The state priority list is not limited to city projects. It also includes funding requests for state infrastructure money in the area, such as more paving for Mitkoff Highway and repairs to Banana Point Boat Launch. There are also funding requests for community organizations like KFSK Public Radio, which is looking for money to help make its building compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The list is expected to be available for public review this week. Prunella encourages anyone with concerns or suggestions for things that should be added to the list to contact him. The councilors will take public comment and approve a final version of the legislative priority list during their next meeting on December 21st. Meanwhile, the council did approve a list of priorities for funding requests at the federal level. They include the fire and EMS facility, the medical center clinic work, city sewer and water improvements, North Harbor dredging and replacement, and the airport bypass road. Congress is currently in the process of approving federal spending bills for the coming year, and Governor Sean Parnell was expected to release his proposed state budget today. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.